May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Great joy. It's interesting that we can read a passage of scripture many times but still be struck by words or phrases that had never particularly struck us before. When I was reading the end of Luke's gospel, which we've just heard, and pondering it to prepare for this sermon, I was very struck by the two words, great joy. After Jesus ascended to heaven, the disciples returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. When you think about it, this might be rather surprising. This is Jesus' final farewell. The disciples have been through a lot. The shock of grief at Jesus' brutal execution and the shock of amazement at his resurrection. Since then, the risen Jesus has appeared to them several times. Perhaps they thought he would continue to appear amongst them in this new way. But no. On this day, he says a final farewell to them, blesses them, and is taken up to heaven. However we understand what actually happened, it is clear that the period of Jesus' earthly ministry has now come to an end. So how might we expect the disciples to feel? Sad? A bit lost? Fearful about the future? Instead, when Jesus leaves them, they return to Jerusalem with great joy, looking ahead to the future with expectation and confidence. The ascension of Jesus is both an end and a beginning, a time to look both backwards and forwards. And great joy can be found as we look in both directions. The beginning of Jesus' life is marked with joy. Indeed, the same Greek words for great joy are used then as are used in our passage today. The angel, when announcing the birth of Jesus, says to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people." Good news of great joy. Despite the struggles Jesus faced, the opposition, the rejection by the leaders of the people, the betrayal and denial of his closest friends, his torture, suffering, and death. Nevertheless, Jesus' ministry, his death and resurrection is God's message of great joy to us. Jesus' teaching, his life and ministry, his death and resurrection can bring us life in abundance and the great joy of forgiveness, healing, and new intimacy with God our Father. So it is fitting that the end of Jesus' earthly life, when he is taken up into heaven, is also marked by great joy too. But the ascension of Jesus is not only an end, but also a beginning. Luke makes it clear how pivotal the ascension is in the bigger scheme of things. As we heard in our readings, his gospel concludes with the ascension and his second book, the book of Acts, begins with the ascension. When Jesus returns to the Father, it's like the end of one act in the drama of God's salvation and the opening of another. As Jesus prepares to leave his disciples, he looks both back at his own ministry, his death and resurrection, and how it was foretold in the prophets. And he also looks forwards as he tells the disciples that they now have a task to fulfil. They are to proclaim repentance and forgiveness of sins to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. The purposes of God, as seen in the Old Testament and in the ministry of Jesus, will now continue in their work. "You are my witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father has promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." This is the Holy Spirit who will be with them and in them to equip them to share in God's purposes. And as the disciples wait in expectation for the Spirit and the new ministry that lies ahead of them, they are filled with great joy. We too are called, like those first disciples, to be witnesses to Jesus' life and love, to share the message of forgiveness, the good news of great joy, with others. We are not just spectators, but participants in this drama of God's salvation. The task of making disciples of all nations, declaring Jesus' transforming love and forgiveness, is our task. Of course, we may often feel, I certainly do, that we're not up to this task of being witnesses. Who are we to preach and live God's forgiveness, his healing and promise of new life? How can God work through us in all our weakness and apathy, lack of faith and love? And how can we be witnesses to God's love in Christ in our very ordinary, everyday lives? But we are not called to this task on our own. Like the first disciples, we are promised the power of the Holy Spirit. So we need to pray earnestly for a deepening awareness of and openness to the Spirit among us and within us. The Spirit does not only equip us for ministry, but draws us into the great joy of God. Just as great joy marked the impact of Jesus' ministry from beginning to end, so great joy also is closely associated with the Spirit. Indeed, joy is a fruit of the Spirit. This doesn't mean things will always be comfortable and easy. Just as Jesus faced struggle and suffering, so did many of those first disciples. And down the centuries, many Christians have suffered and died as witnesses to Christ. But nevertheless, great joy is a mark of a truly Christian life. I don't mean by this that we should walk around with a false grin on our faces or deny any difficulties, struggles, and suffering. But whatever situations we face, there is a deep joy available for us in the love of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. At the moment, there are many challenges facing us, not only as individuals, families, and communities, but of course nationally and internationally. We may feel overwhelmed by the enormity of suffering, need, and uncertainty facing our world. We may also be anxious about how things will develop in our own lives and families, our work situations and finances, and indeed our life as a church. Even the many practicalities that need to be considered to enable us to meet again as a church may make us feel stressed and uncertain. Never mind the bigger call to bear witness to God's grace in a needy world. But let us today be reminded of the joy at the heart of the gospel, of God's faithfulness in the past and his promise to go before us as we look to the future. Let us rejoice in all that God has done for us in Christ and pray in expectation and confidence for the grace and power and joy of the Spirit. Amen.